I don't know if you've noticed, but we don't have a government anymore. What we have is Groundhog Day. Every day it's the same. Every day we wake up and go, hey, what are we not gonna do today? Let's not fucking do it. And we don't. We don't do jack fuck shit. We have a ton of stuff that they spent all of this time debating about. A ton of stuff that needs to be done. And the stuff that they're debating about that needs to be done is stuff that should have been done 10 years ago. 10 fucking years ago, easy. We have a president still. We have Congress. And what are they doing? Nothing. Marco Rubio, who ran as the Pillsbury Doughboy candidate, said that he was the candidate of tomorrow. And he referred to Hillary Clinton as the candidate of yesterday. And I'll tell you, the candidate that we really need is the candidate who wants to deal with the day before fucking yesterday. Because that's how far fucking back we've got to go. They have a Supreme Court justice that needs to be picked. Are they going to pick him? No. And why aren't they going to pick him? They're not going to pick him because the Republicans said that the Democrats, when they had the chance to pick someone, didn't do it. And why did the Democrats do that? Because they didn't do it back then, because they said the Republicans didn't do it. And then the Republicans, when they didn't do it, they said it was the it's none of their, they shut the fuck up. You don't get to choose. You're at work, fucknut. At least go in and pretend. Fucking pretend. Go, We are always a day late and a dollar short. We are always behind. Just a few years ago, it was discovered that we were spying on the Germans. Yeah. A little late. But in 2014, we had an election, and I thought things were going to change. I really did, because the Republicans said that they won Congress, and they were going to show us. They won the House of Representatives, and they were going to show us exactly what leadership was all about. And that certainly has worked out. Yes, sirree, Bob, you can see how well they've done. I like the Republicans because of the energy that they bring. They have an energy, and they get there, and they're ready to go. They're ready to rumble. They're out there. They've fucking got their fists going. They're fucking ready to take on the world. And then they throw a punch and hit themselves in the face and knock themselves the fuck out. And then the Democrats, who were so empathetic, they accomplished fucking nothing. They see the Republican knock themselves out, and they feel for the Republican, and so they now feel as if they're knocked out. And now the Democrats are like punch-drunk fucking fighters. They really are. They stand there, they're like fucking, they're dizzy, and you ask a question, and they go... What was the question? We got this two-party system. It's unbelievable. I keep trying to find... there's so many ways... I mean, it's just... It fucking staggers the imagination how these two groups don't work together. It's literally as if the one party is barking and the other party is quacking. And they need to get together and fucking learn how to quark. Okay? That's how I fucking spent all day figuring that one out.